milestone I want to start with is really the right at the beginning of 2019, coming out of summer 2018. The state of Texas, if you've seen it, has had kind of a tight reserve margin for a little bit now, not as much generation as maybe we'd like in terms of the buffer between load expectations and generation available to serve that load. And so we had a fairly tight summer of 2018, and the Public Utility Commission did a review of that and decided to make a change to the scarcity pricing of how prices were formed in the ERCOT market, the ORDC, Operating Reserve Demand Curve. A slight shift, not an extreme shift of that, but changed a little bit how scarcity pricing worked in the ERCOT market. That happened just about a year ago today, or in January, February of 2019. So that kind of started the year. And then we had a legislative session. And so really I want to start kind of with that. We went into the legislative session, happened from mid-January of 2019 until the end of May. And we put just a handful of the bills of interest in here that we all kind of worked on and were engaged in. And we're not going to go through every single one in detail, but we'll just pick out some of the big ones. So let's start with energy storage. Definitely one of the key topics that was addressed in the session. The vehicle for that was SB 1941 by Chairman Kelly Hancock, who leads the Senate Business and Commerce Committee, a very central committee for electricity policy. Kelly Hancock leads that committee, and so is his bill. But I'd turn it over to my panelists here to kind of give some flavor of how that discussion went and the conversation and where it ended up.
Well, this was a little bit of a, it's related to the AEP case that had been before the commission, and really the commission came to a situation where they thought that it would be a good idea to give the legislature an opportunity to, opine on whether utilities should be allowed to own storage. And the way that played out in the session was that there was this bill, as Charlie mentioned, SB 1941, did ultimately pass the Senate unanimously, and it also passed the House Committee of Jurisdiction, State Affairs, unanimously. And what that bill would have done is clarify that utilities cannot own storage, but rather that storage must be provided through the competitive market. But it would have created some new opportunities for utilities to be able to contract for that storage competitively, to be able to defer and avoid infrastructure costs. So that's really consistent with, what our view has been on this topic. And unfortunately, where that one ended up was the clock ran out, when it was set for second reading on the House floor. And so ultimately that bill did not pass. And we've been waiting for the commission to be able to come back to that issue. But they've had really too many things on their plate lately with all the legislative to-dos that they were given. So we're optimistic that we'll get back to that and be able to continue that conversation.
Yeah, I think that it gives a sense of where the legislature is. And for those of you, and I think most of the folks in this room have played at the legislature, you know that there's a day during session when hundreds, if not more, of good bills die for no reason other than the calendar ran out. And so the fact that this bill didn't make it to the finish line is really just a function of a 140-day legislative session. So I'm hopeful, and I think we all assume the commission is looking at the almost unanimous support that bill had, and we'll go forward from there. Charlie, are we going to loop back to 312?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, I decided to go kind of a little out of order there, yeah. Given how the conversation went in the federal panel. I agree with all that. I think pretty good consensus among various players, good support from various folks at the legislature to kind of be pro-innovation and keep evolving the ERCOT market as technologies and industries become more mature, and figuring out a way to do that works as well as possible within the market framework that we have and not upend anything for any particular players. And so a lot of conversation happened, and agree, it made it very close, a lot of consensus, but just ran out of time there, so that this issue will continue to be with us for sure. So yeah, let's loop back to the tax piece. That was another big topic, particularly bill-wise, HB 3143 by Murphy, looking at the Chapter 312 property tax abatement program, which was set to expire in 2019 if it was not extended. So a very high priority for our industries, but also a wide number of other capital-intensive industries that take use of a program that focuses on local taxes, city, county, hospital taxes around capital investments. So Jeff, you want to talk a little bit about the background of that conversation? And I didn't actually, you know, I made this simple. There were about 15 bills, I think, related to this. I just put the one that passed, and we can talk about the others if you'd like.
Yeah, and this is the biggest issue we face. 312 was handled in 2019. We'll talk in a few minutes about 313, and Abby nailed it a few minutes ago when she was renewable generation is mature.